Pakistan Tehrik-e-Insaf, PTI, on Monday called on the federal government to convene an all-parties conference, APC, in response to India's recent threats following the deadly Pahalgam attack. Addressing a Senate session on Monday, PTI Senator Ali Zafar said, "People know the script of Modi's drama very well," adding that India could not unilaterally suspend the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT. Terming the Indian allegations against Pakistan regarding the Pahalgam attack, in which 26 people were killed, as baseless, Zafar accused Prime Minister Modi of leading India towards destruction. The April 22 attack sparked outrage in India, with its government blaming Pakistan, a claim Islamabad strongly denied, calling it a false flag operation. In response to the allegations and mounting pressure, India announced its unilateral suspension of the six-decade-old Indus Waters Treaty, escalating tensions further. If the Modi-led government diverts even a drop of Pakistan's water, it will be considered an enemy attack, Zafar warned during his remarks. Leader of the opposition in the Senate, Senator Shibli Faraz, also took the floor, reinforcing the call for national unity. "We are united when it comes to defending Pakistan," he said, stressing that the country faces both internal and external challenges. Faraz lambasted New Delhi for attempting to destabilize Pakistan and pushing an aggressive anti-Pakistan narrative. He said India's threats over water could not be taken as political statements but must be treated as acts of war, adding that the enemy was actively planning a lethal attack on Pakistan. Meanwhile, PMLN Senator Irfan Siddiqui criticized India's actions and narrative building following the Pahalgam incident. He said the international community had rejected India's false claims and propaganda against Pakistan. "The world did not support India's stance or its fabrications. Their propaganda has been exposed," he said. Highlighting procedural irregularities, Siddiqui questioned how attackers could cross the heavily fenced line of control, lock, undetected. He noted that an FIR for the attack was registered immediately and accusations were leveled against Pakistan even before an investigation had begun. "It appears the FIR was lodged first and the incident happened later," he remarked. He also condemned India's attempt to unilaterally withdraw from the Indus Waters Treaty, reminding the Senate that it was an internationally recognized agreement, backed by the World Bank. "No country can unilaterally withdraw from the treaty. You cannot turn Pakistan into Karbala by cutting off its water," Siddiqui warned.